Slowly open and close your eyes 10 times while focusing on an object in front of you. With each open and close, remind yourself how deeply relaxed you are getting. Get ready and choose an object now. 1. Close your eyes, then open them. You are getting very, very relaxed. 2. Close your eyes and open them. You're feeling very lazy and very light. 3. Close your eyes and open them. It's getting more difficult to open your eyes. 4. Close your eyes and now try to open them. You're feeling really good about yourself. 5. Your eyes close almost automatically now, and open them, is more difficult still. 6. Your eyes gently close, and now they lightly open. 7. Your eyes close and your body feels very, very fluid and relaxed. You're having trouble opening them, but you try. 8. Notice the object in front of you that you're focusing on as you open your eyes. And now your eyes close again. 9. Open your eyes to focus in on the object and let your eyes gently go back to their comfortable position of closed. 10. You cannot open your eyes any longer, and now you're ready to take the wonderful journey about to begin. Begin by imagining you are lying in bed at night, and you notice that you are a little speck of light now outside your body, looking back at your body, asleep in your bed. It is midnight, and all is very, very quiet. Your body is meaningless to you. It is only an empty vessel. Suddenly, without warning, you start to feel a pull. Your mind is now being pulled towards the window in your bedroom, out into the starry sky. Enjoy that feeling of taking off. You follow it. You look down at the houses. You are now floating way up in the air, and the houses are getting smaller and smaller below you. It is a dark night, but the stars in the sky are glowing and pulling you towards them with a divine awareness and consciousness. You are not frightened. You see everything in a new way, as if all the colors, the light, the sound, and the temperature are more than what they appear to be. You are experiencing everything as if it were healing, multidimensional, and possessing a deep, wise consciousness. Even the air seems to glow. You start to think this is what it must be like to permanently leave your physical body on Earth. You continue to be pulled upwards and out of the Earth's atmosphere. Suddenly, you decide on impulse that you will look back at Earth. And as you turn and look down on Earth, you see a beautiful large ball of green, blue, and white colors. You are happy and content and light. You have no fear, no concerns, and feel very, very free. The force field you're in continues to tug at you. As you turn around Off in the distance you see a gorgeous castle in the sky, seated and floating on a huge mountain of soft, billowy clouds. You believe this must be heaven, or a place of great supernatural powers. You gladly allow yourself to be pulled closer. As you approach this mountain of clouds, you start to hear music. But this music is indescribable. For just like what you saw earlier, this music is multidimensional and extremely abstract. You feel ecstatic. The sounds are miraculous, healing, and move you in new, positive, emotional ways. It is as if the sounds you're hearing are developing your sense of God and all the magnificence and love that goes with this concept. The lights ahead in the castle continue to flicker. It is like the aurora borealis, but with multidimensional, indescribable colors and feeling. You finally have arrived. As you enter this kingdom, a large gate slowly creeps open. You are immediately greeted by two large and divine beings. One each takes a space at your side. You notice they are taking your hands. You no longer are just a ball of light, but now you have a body, albeit an energy body, but a body nevertheless. These divine beings lead you ahead, and off in the distance you see a great hall, a great library. As they get you to the hall, they introduce you to an old, ancient, but pleasant-looking person. This is the keeper of the Hall of Akashic Records. He is a spiritual guide here to assist you in learning their mysteries. He asks, "Why are you here?" And you say, "To view the records." He looks very pleased indeed and says, "It is good that you see the records. It will help you and others with their lives on earth. Come with me." With a quick gesture, he leads you into the hall. Inside, it looks like the hall never ends. Row upon row of books extend infinitely into space. You are just a tiny speck in its magnificence, and rightly so. You feel this is how it should be for you, to be small upon the hall. He says to you, "Follow me," and you do, with great speed. Finally, after what seems to be an eternity of turns and lifts and corridors, he finally gets you to your book. "There it is," he says. "Look upon it, and you will learn wonderful things. This is your book. Just ask the book what you want to know, and the book will take you there. This is very easy. The book is intelligent and will respond to your instructions. I am going to leave you here now with your book." You're scared just a little bit to be left alone with this great supernatural book, but you accept that he is leaving. Once alone, you start by asking the book, "Please open to the page with the past life or information about a loved one in spirit, relevant to me or the person for whom I'm receiving these messages." The book immediately responds. The pages flip open to the right location. In it is a moving picture, like a film, and you ask to see this in greater detail. The book immediately accommodates you, and suddenly you're catapulted into the movie. You sense about you. You sense things you hear, feel, know, or see. Now start to take note. Do you sense, hear, know, or see that you're in a rural or urban area? What time in history are you in? Are you in the distant or near past? Are you seeing a male or a female? How old is this person? What color, hair, eyes, shape, nose, height or weight does this person have? What health issues, if any? Take your time and write down what you see. Good. And now we will continue. What is this person showing you or doing? What did this person do for a living? Did she or he have children? If so, how many? Was she or he rich or poor? Was this person a kind, evil, or headstrong individual? Write down exactly what you get. Good. And now we will continue. Think about the person for whom you are receiving this information, yourself or someone else. Now ask this question to the soul to whom you are speaking in the Akashic Records. What is important about the information you have just given me? Be still for a moment. Something very significant is about to be revealed. Pay attention as the answer unfolds. Write down exactly what you get. Good. Now that the story is over, you ask the book to close. Telepathically, you call to the keeper, and he appears almost instantaneously. You ask to be led out of the hall back to your divine beings. He complies immediately and says, "Farewell." He says to you upon departing, "The information you were given is sacred and important. It is an honor to have received it." You say thank you with great feelings of gratitude and turn to leave. The divine beings are waiting there with great joy and love. They come to either of your sides and escort you to the great kingdom, the great gate to the kingdom, the great hall of records. You say goodbye and turn to leave. As soon as you go past and exit the gates, you again become a speck of light and are drawn immediately back into your body and are awakened. This was a very interesting journey indeed. Take a moment now to record anything else you remember about what you saw and learned, and then in a moment we will convene and discuss what you received.